This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is pitching the Indo-Pacific region as a key part of the world's economic future as he faces deep pessimism at home. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Hours after the president arrived in South Korea, polling released by the AP Nork Center for Public Affairs Research found his U.S. approval rating at 39%, the lowest since he took office. Just a third of Democrats say the nation's on the right track, down from nearly half last month. On a five-day Asia trip, the president's trying to show close collaboration with fellow democracies can revitalize the global economy and benefit Americans. In Seoul, he toured a Samsung computer chip plant that will be the model for one in Texas.
This is the moment, in my view, to invest in one another, to deepen our business ties.
Saying much of the world's future will be written in the Indo-Pacific. Sagar Magani, Washington.
North Korea said Friday it's achieving good results in its fight against its first confirmed COVID-19 outbreak, as the number of people with so-called fever symptoms rose past 2 million. North Korea lacks COVID testing capacity, and it has not specified how many of those fever cases have been confirmed to be COVID-19. A South Korean official says North Korea has not responded to offers of help from either South Korea or the United States. North Korean state news agency KCNA has reported 263,000 more people with fever symptoms and two deaths, taking its total fever caseload since late April to 2.24 million with 65 deaths. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A massive G7 Ukraine aid package is good to go. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has that story.
Germany's finance minister says the group of seven leading economies and global financial institutions have agreed to provide $19.8 billion in aid to bolster Ukraine's public finances. Christian Lindner has told reporters that $9.5 billion of the total was mobilized at meetings of the G7 finance ministers at Königswinter, Germany, this week. He adds the goal is to ensure Ukraine's financial situation does not affect its ability to defend itself from Russia's invasion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia stepped up its assault on eastern Ukraine Friday using artillery, rocket launchers, and aircraft to pound the regions of Donetsk and Luhansk, destroying houses and residential districts and killing a number of civilians. The news comes from a Ukrainian civilian and military officials. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky described the conditions in Donbas, which includes Luhansk and Donetsk, as hell. He said the region has been completely destroyed by Russia's invasion. He accused Russian forces of attempting to kill as many Ukrainians and do as much damage as possible. Russian President Vladimir Putin is focused on Donbas now after his troops failed to take Kyiv, the Ukrainian capital. In the southern port city of Mariupol, scenes of the war's bloodiest siege, the last wounded fighters from holdout Ukrainian units, have been evacuated from the Azovstal steelworks, according to their commander. The Russian defense minister said nearly 2,000 Ukrainian soldiers from the steelworks have surrendered in recent days. Schools were closed and public officials stayed home from work on Friday in Sri Lanka. The Indian Ocean Island Ocean Nation's Public Administration Ministry called for the closures in preparation for days of acute fuel shortages. Sri Lanka is on the brink of bankruptcy in its worst economic crisis in decades. It has suspended payments on its foreign loans and has been struggling to pay for important fuel supplies and other essentials. The U.S. Justice Department said Friday that with hate crimes on the rise in the United States, federal prosecutors have charged more than 40 people with bias-motivated crimes since January of 2021. The department said those charges resulted in more than 35 convictions. Among those convicted were three white men found guilty by a jury in February in connection with the killing of Ahmaud Arbery in Brunswick, Georgia. Recapping our top story this hour, U.S. President Joe Biden is in the Indo-Pacific region, pitching it as a key part of the world's economic future. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.